politics and libertarian rants. Not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order. So one of my favorite sites is the Babylon Bee. I love the Babylon Bee. They're hilarious. They're hilarious. And apparently Elon Musk likes the Babylon Bee too, which is great. And the other day they got banned from Twitter, just like I've been banned from Twitter. But they got banned because they said Rachel Levine is a man. One man of the year. Because for some reason they gave him, her, it, whatever you want to call him, woman of the year. Some publication gave him woman of the year. So men are now better than women. Am I going to get banned? I don't know. Maybe I will. I'm just saying, this is what happened. The Babylon Bee appointed Rachel Levine as man of the year, and they got banned from Twitter. Or their tweet got suspended, and they said, unless you delete your tweet, you're going to be banned. So we have a biological male presenting as a woman being named Woman of the Year. We have a biological male, Leah Thomas, or William Leah Thomas, crushing swimmers, women, female swimmers. We have these two biological males, because if I called them men, I would probably get banned too. I don't know. I mean, I may already be banned. Who knows? This video may not be shown. But if it is shown, I just want to be clear that at the moment, these are biological males. Can you call somebody a biological male but not a man? I thought a man and a biological male was the same thing. Can I call a biological male a woman? I thought a woman was a biological female. What is the definition of woman? Oh yeah, I forgot. We don't know what the definition of a woman is. How do women feel about that? I don't know about you, but if somebody defined a man as not a biological male, I'd be really offended. And I think if I were a woman and I was not defined as biologically female, I would really be offended too. So, if you ask me, these people are play acting. This is the problem, folks, is that there are so many people who have not, I mean, losing touch with reality used to be mental illness. If I thought I was, you know, a six-year-old girl, some psychiatrist would probably sit me down and go, this guy needs some treatment. But nowadays, it's encouraged. What's wrong with this picture? Play acting is encouraged as reality. Mental illness is encouraged as reality. These people have something literally wrong with them. They're mentally ill. But instead of treating their mental illness, we celebrate and encourage. What the hell is wrong with this picture? That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think freedom.